Yeah, well, I knew last week, you know, the conversation I had with Andy before I left for holiday was that, yeah, 100% signing. Something's obviously, you know, changed his mind, whether it's financial gains or what, I don't know, but I got a text off him while I was away on holiday, and he told me he was leaving to sign for Grimsby. So I was a bit, you know, disappointed at the time, but that's football. I'm a Barrow football club, and we have to realise where we are in the food chain and in that respect, the size of the clubs. And, you know, I've got a lot of time for Andy. I think he's a terrific lad, and he did drop me a nice text and say how much he enjoyed working with me and how much he enjoyed the club itself. But, you know, it goes on. You know, the search continues. And, you know, we didn't just have Andy in mind. We got other players there who we, if Cookie didn't sign, we had in place to bring in. So we just have to go to plan B now. And the lads have got in mind, similar age and similar hunger and desire to come in and do well and perhaps, you know, better the club than what we were last year, which I'm sure we will be.
As we understand it, Barrow have turned down the offer that Grimsby made for Andy. So it looks as though it will go to a tribunal.
Yeah, they can't just come in because they're a bigger club than what we are and offer us to raise the offer like they have done. You know, I don't think UDR, you know, they are a bigger club, but they haven't even given the kid a medical before he's even signed. So that just sums, you know, a few clubs out there. He could be carrying any type of broken injury, which you haven't told them about, and they haven't even given him proper examination, which does baffle me and our physio itself.
How far down the line are you in terms of replacements, not just for Andy, but for strengthening the squad as a whole?
Well, there's no rush, you know. I learned a few years ago, we as soon as the season finished, we went out and signed players straight away. But, you know, better players become on the market, available every day. And, you know, some of the lads have spoke to really good players already. But, you know, there's no rush, there's no panic. The first scenario was to get all the lads we offered contracts to re-sign straight away, but that hasn't happened. Two players will sign contracts tonight at 6 o'clock. I don't really want to say the names of the players, but they will definitely sign tonight. But as I say, we're well down the line with players. You know, Jack McCress left, as we all know, and, you know, little Paul Rutherford played on the right the year before last and took every accolade there was at the end of season awards. So it's no big deal. We just put Paul back to the right, and we've got a really established left winger coming in, you know, possibly two. So there's no panic, there's no rush, and, you know, that, you know, considering that they both told me the 100% sign, and it baffles me how, you know, they don't end up signing in the end.